Week 3 of the NFL season brought some clarity on linebacker usage and some backup situations for injuries. On today's episode of the IDP Game Theory Podcast, I'll make sure that we break down all of that and more. I'm your host, Evan Ronda, contributor for the IDP Show, the IDP After Show, and for footballguys.com. Let's go ahead and jump right into our first trend. Linebacker Jack Campbell remains the third option in Detroit. This one is pretty simple, but incredibly frustrating. Teammate Alex Anzalone has played 95% of defensive snaps this season, with Derek Barnes playing 56% of snaps and Campbell playing 42% of snaps. Campbell still helped fantasy managers that started him by earning 5 tackles and a sack, but this was an above-expectation performance, given his usage. Until or unless Campbell earns a larger role in this defense, he will remain an inconsistent starting option. Green Bay linebacker Devondre Campbell left his Week 3 game with an injury. He played only 11 snaps before suffering an ankle injury, which caused him to miss the remainder of the game and miss practice on Monday. His replacement was Isaiah McDuffie, who played 61% of snaps and earned a tackle efficiency of 16%. McDuffie was not a full-time player after Campbell exited, so his floor is slightly lower than a typical linebacker handcuff, but if Campbell misses Week 4, McDuffie can be added and started in deeper formats. San Francisco linebacker Dre Greenlaw is day-to-day with an ankle injury. He played 84% of snaps before exiting the game. His replacement was Oren Burks, who played a total of 42% of defensive snaps and earned an insane tackle efficiency of 23%. If Greenlaw misses time, Burks can be added off of waivers and become an immediate starter for most teams. This 49ers defense just churns out productive fantasy linebackers. Houston rotated the linebacker 2 position with Denzel Perryman out. Last week, I mentioned that Christian Harris was losing playing time to Henry To'oto'o. With Denzel Perryman out during Week 3, managers were hoping to see Harris play more snaps. The coaching staff thought otherwise. Blake Cashman played more snaps than Harris, showing that he is fourth in the pecking order for linebacker snaps on this team. To'oto'o played 95% of snaps, Cashman played 63% of snaps, and Harris played 62% of snaps. This is a sign for managers to move on from Harris, except for in the deepest of dynasty leagues. As soon as Perryman returns, Harris's snaps will plummet once again. Jacksonville linebacker Devin Lloyd suffered a thumb injury in Week 3. Many analysts seem to be talking about Lloyd losing work to teammate Chad Muma in this game, just like he did last season. I don't see it that way. After watching the game back, it looks like Lloyd played a full-time role up until he exited with his injury, and this allowed Muma to fill in as his replacement. Now, if Lloyd misses Week 4, Muma can be fired up as a full-time starter, but don't expect an increased role for Muma if Lloyd returns healthy. If you're one of the managers that has been rostering Muma in the hopes that he beats out Lloyd for a starting role, I would encourage you to take this Week 3 stat line with a grain of salt and look to move on from him once Lloyd returns. Linebacker Deion Jones is rotating with Kamu Grugier-Hill as Shaq Thompson's replacement in Carolina. Both players were on the field at times with teammate Frankie Louvu before he left with an injury. After Louvu was hurt, they both remained on the field. Should Louvu miss time, expect both to play a significant portion of snaps. Jones had a measly 8% tackle efficiency, which could regress positively. However, we haven't seen him be an efficient tackler recently, so managers can add him to their bench, but exercise caution before ever trusting him in a starting lineup. Kamu Grugier-Hill continues to be a mediocre real-life NFL player, but an incredible fantasy asset. He can be trusted for as long as Luvu is out, but not as sure of an asset with a healthy Luvu. Safety Sam Franklin Jr. filled in for injured teammate Xavier Woods. Carolina has seen a slew of injuries, and Woods is yet another example of that. With Woods playing only 16 snaps before exiting the game, Franklin stepped in to fill the other full-time safety role and was a moderate producer. He earned a 9% tackle efficiency and played 75% of defensive snaps, with 32% of them in the sweet spot. Franklin can be an emergency starter if Woods misses week 4. And our final trend of the week, safety Tracy Walker replaced Chauncey Gardner-Johnson in Detroit. Walker was on the field for 100% of defensive snaps, but played only 16% of those snaps in the sweet spot, and earned a tackle efficiency of 9%. He is a pure deep safety, but talented enough to have spike weeks. The player who gained the most from Gardner-Johnson's absence was rookie cornerback Brian Branch, who played 95% of his snaps in the sweet spot. While his Week 3 production might be on the higher end of his range of outcomes, he will still be a consistent producer in cornerback-required leagues and be start-worthy in most other formats as well. That's it for this week's episode of the IDP Game Theory Podcast. As always, thank you so much for listening. I'm so grateful that you guys have been tuning in to make this season of the IDP Game Theory Podcast the most listened to season ever. So, thank you for tuning in. I really, really appreciate it. One last note, as always, before I sign off this week, make sure you tune in to the IDP show later on this week, on Wednesday or Thursday, depending on when the episode drops, as my best friend Jake Culhagen and I break down this upcoming week's slate of games. Everything that I talk about in this episode applies to that preview episode and so much more. So if you'd like to hear my more in-depth takes on every single game, make sure you tune into that episode. Thank you so much for listening. I will catch you on the next week. And as always, peace out.